It was suggested that you were trying to exclude the public by holding the meeting in this venue, in this one. The question that came to my mind when I heard that, would everyone say that you were trying to exclude the public also when you wanted to have open contract negotiations that the citizens and taxpayers could have insight into? That's an interesting question for the community to monitor. Can you have it both ways? Can having a meeting here be excluding the public, but being opposed to open contract negotiations not be an example of excluding the public? There was also some mention of laws and collective bargaining rights, and there's an implication that the school committee has ignored or violated those. My understanding of the law, and I've read it carefully, I believe in workers' rights. They are important. There has to be a balance. Usually it's been true, I think, human nature is such that unbalanced power gets abused. But in this case, it seems to me that the school committee did respect the collective bargaining rights of the teachers. They followed the law. I believe they acted in good faith. And my understanding is that if there is good faith bargaining that leads to impacts and an employer, then exhausts all statutorily mandated dispute resolution mechanisms and at the same time remains open to continue good faith negotiation. But if those criteria are met, the law, the labor law, explicitly recognizes the right of an employer to unilaterally implement, and that it is not wrong, it is consistent with the law. And I think that that is a fact, and it is important that we articulate our ideas and our discussion with reference to accurate information. Many of the arguments I've heard, they have not done that. And I believe that if we strive to do that more diligently,